Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of, I don't even know what to call this. I guess we're calling it the community. We're looking for information and inspiration as we roll through this coronavirus ugliness that we have in our society today. Tippecanoe County Sheriff Bob Goldsmith joins me and hello. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I will say this, we're recording this on, is today Thursday? I can't keep track of the
days. I believe it's Thursday. They're all starting to run together.
It's Thursday, so it's going to run the next day on Friday. But I always like to say that because information changes so quickly. How have you been able to handle the information changes in your world?
For me, it's sitting down with your team and having meetings and discussing things because you have a captain patrol. He's going to hear some things. You have a captain administration that's going to hear some things. Captain of the jail is going to hear some things. My chief deputy is going to hear some things. All those different areas, the courthouse, everything is constantly coming in, and you got to try to separate rumor mm-hmm. from fact. Mm-hmm. The email's coming in, but the bottom line is it's communication. And we're learning as we go, as many people are. It's sitting down as much as we can, talking, coming up with a game plan, and then being open to, hey, this isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. And to give you an example of that, when we shut the lobby down to one person at a time and put some restrictions on some things. One of those things was gun permits. And we very quickly realized, hey, wait a minute, you do 90% of that online mm-hmm. and you go to another facility now to have your fingerprints taken. So ours is just a processing, like the last piece of it. So we've maintained, that's open as usual.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it's, hey, we did this to start and then took a look back and said, no, wait a minute, we can keep doing this. Because, as these businesses close, I think, what is it said, the mall's closing and theaters are closing.
Sure.
Law enforcement doesn't shut down.
Right.
We got to adjust, adapt, and keep moving forward.
What kind of preparation do you do for something like that when you're basically in a ghost town?
It's continue to patrol. And if hopefully we don't have this happen, we have little hot spots of theft from vehicles or burglaries, if those happen, that's going to be tough to do mm-hmm. when a lot of people are home. But being mindful, communicating with each shift and saying, hey, we need to pay attention to this area. We've had some problems. The other thing we've been doing a lot is using media and social media to put out to the public, hey, neighborhood A, we've had four or five theft from vehicles out mm-hmm. there. Remember to lock your doors. Be mindful of your surroundings, take belongings out of your vehicles, things like that.
What's going on right now is one thing. The businesses are shutting down and places are looking like ghost towns. What do you anticipate and have you put together a contingency plan as you anticipate things are going to maybe even shut down a little bit more, that there's going to be a mandatory, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
sure.
You've had to plan for that, correct?
Yes, and what we're looking at is staffing because, we have folks that have kids mm-hmm. and they're going to have to stay home with their children. So, people are stepping up. We have folks stepping up, helping out in areas that they don't normally work in because staff's off with children or they've had vacations that they had planned and they're going over into this coronavirus era that we're in, I guess, uh-huh. for lack of a better term. But that's it. It comes down to manpower and making sure we have people to cover the streets of Tippecanoe County. And we're short like every agency, but we'll do absolutely the best we can.
Sheriff Bob Goldsmith is our guest. One of the things I thought about is we talk about social mm-hmm. distancing. So can't really have that in jail.
No. You can't.
How many inmates do we currently have at our jail?
When I left a little bit ago, there were 489, I believe.
489 yes. people.
So, but on that, not to interrupt you, uh-huh. What I'm getting emails from the community and everything about, you need to let them all out. But let's think of this. A lot of those people were in there before this started.
Uh-huh.
We're cleaning.
I was going to say, how are you making sure you're keeping it out?
We've got the hand sanitizers out there, Clorox wipes, disinfect everything, and we're cleaning all the time, and that's requiring more cleaning by our staff.
I saw you were cleaning some stuff.
I was cleaning yesterday. We had one of our maintenance guys was out, so me and Captain Ricks and Captain Lehman and one of the trustees grabbed hold of the equipment to unclog toilets, and we're back there unclogging toilets for about 5 hours. Showers, toilets, sinks, you know, which if you think about it, it doesn't really fall under us, but this is a time when...
You got to do what doesn't fall under your world.
You
got to
do it, but here's the other thing about
it. Well, I'm sitting here on the air talking to you. This doesn't really fall into my world.
And we're 6 feet apart.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's one of those things, I'm confident that I can go back there and do those things because the team I have around me, they're doing their job and they do it well. So I don't have... Nobody has to hover over them. So if we're doing things that we normally don't do, so our facility's staying cleaned, disinfected, they're able to continue doing their jobs. And you know what? In the end, you see other people stepping up and grabbing a mop bucket and a sweeper. And, you know, I was cleaning the other day and Sergeant Cree grabbed a vacuum. And not to say that the others aren't willing to do it. The others are all doing their job and things are moving forward. And I'm just really proud to be a part of this team because they're doing such a great job.
Let's just say I get arrested and I have to go to jail tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Are there precautions taken of if I have coronavirus before I go into jail?
Well, if you have it or not, it'd be whether you've been tested.
Yeah, sure.
But there's a questionnaire that we've drafted. We've worked with our medical staff, other sheriff's departments. We've drafted our own. It's a questionnaire. And if you're answering these questions in a certain way, you could possibly be taken to be tested. But the other part of that is, like we discussed off air, is if you go to the hospital right now, you or I, we're not under arrest, they're probably going to send you away unless you check all the boxes and all that. So if we have people that come in and answer everything and our medical staff looks at them and says, look, they're not really showing all the symptoms, but we have places where we can put them. Okay. And then they can, you know, they can keep an eye on them, check on them regularly. If things worsen, we could take them to the hospital. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, the way your office is set up here right now, I think if you were to get arrested tonight, I could just bring you back here and put you in front of the microphone.
It's a little empty here.
It's a little empty.
Before I let you go, what do you want people to know from a law enforcement point of view as we enter into this unprecedented world that we're living in?
You know, here's what I want. And you and I talked about this, and you talked about inspiration and things. When we're in a crisis situation, if you look out through history, communities come together. This is one of those times that communities have to come together, and I'm 100% confident Tippecanoe County will come together. We'll come together between law enforcement and citizens. Law enforcement agencies, I feel, already work well together. We're going to get through this, but we can't do it alone. It's going to take communication. On both sides, we need it from the public. The public needs it from us. We're going to do our part to do the best that we can to communicate everything to the public. But I am absolutely certain that this place will be a better place to live when we're through this, because there's going to be some relationships built that were never there before.
Sheriff Bob Goldsmith stopping by here at Q1067.